Sports betting brethren, bring it up. Brethren, brethren, brethren. You know, I've been horseshit recently. However, I was anti-horseshit yesterday. 4-0, free. Fuck you, naysayers. We're back. I think we're getting warmed up. You know how I have the loves and the likes? Those of you that get the PM picks, of which we get, give you a reminder, guys, if you want to be on the PM picks list that we send out email every day prior to 5:30 Eastern time, it's the selections that we have as we accumulate and acquire them as the day goes, after we've had more time to monitor injury reports, odds, money movement, things like that. We simply send out typically 2 or 3 picks a day. Via email. So if you want to be on that list, send your request to info@sportsbetuniversity.com. That's info@sportsbetuniversity.com. And we were hotter than a 3-dick dog yesterday, so we're going to try to continue that. Random thoughts before we get to the pick today so far. You don't have to bet these NFL games this weekend, guys. I mean, seriously, tight. Tight lines, tight things. We do have tomorrow, we're going to kind of let loose as we did last week on the playoff games. And you know, last week we had the under in the Saints game, and we let you know ahead of time we hammered the shit out of that. Fortunately, that did come through, and we also gave you the LA Rams -7 that covered too. But we got some leans and some likes and some loves and some things we're going to do for football tomorrow, and everything's just fine. Not a lot of movement in the wrong direction, so we'll get that out to you tomorrow. So make sure you tune in tomorrow for that. Also, wanted to let you know, we're gonna have a quick topic here, just food for thought, educational, informational stuff here, since we are a sports betting university. Know that if you're wagering at different books, especially, say, for example, in each state, or the topic came up in sort of a roundtable of communications that, you know, people down in Mississippi, Louisiana are probably going to see worse lines at some of the legal, quote unquote, legal books down there for, say, the Saints game. And maybe, you know, contrarily, you would see worse lines out of New Jersey from some of the, you know, operations there. So, The note here, the key here, is shop around. Currently, we are all on offshore sports books. We don't currently have any U.S. based sports books. I will tell you though, probably next week we'll finally have a kind of a cool thing to announce, or kind of a cool thing that's coming up and happening. So next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll probably unleash that information as far as some changes that are really positive and good at happening for the U.S. sports better. So we'll make a note here to talk about that. Just kind of random thoughts here on those topics that I think are very important. You don't have to bet and get crazy on these weekend football games, guys. I'd rather get some small college, you know, culinary school for the blind, Oklahoma Tech basketball game that I got good value on and make money on that. You know, I don't have to wager on NFL game just because that's what's going on. That's what's on TV. Trying to find the value and trying to find money-making opportunities. This is not, that's what it's about. You know, so it's not trying to guess the coin flip at the Super Bowl. So, all right. Hop on Southern Miss -3.5 tonight. Southern Miss is going up against Charlotte in college hoops. Charlotte's a train wreck. They're a mess. They can't score. Mainly this is more of a fade against Charlotte than a pro Southern Miss game, but 3.5 is a nice, should be a doable line. Grab it at 3 if you can. I'd rather, they always say if it's that close, you shouldn't bet it. But also, hey, if it's only a dime more to get 3 than 3.5, that's probably well worth it, you know, as a protection, kind of like an insurance policy type thing. So I don't know. Just, I'd probably go on that just because it's just a small unit, a half unit, whatever you want to do on Southern Miss 3.5 versus Charlotte. So get on that, and I'll get the afternoon of the PM picks out to you this afternoon. All right, go get it.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.